And even as some airports reopen in Europe, there are millions of passengers still stranded and millions of fruits and vegetables with no way to get in. From London, Vicky Barker has this report on an industry that's been disrupted by the volcano.
On an unseasonably warm London afternoon, Gary Butterfield sprays cooling water on vine-ripened tomatoes, pale green fennel bulbs, plump strawberries, papayas, and pomegranates. The display tables outside Adamu and Sons Family Grocers are still bulging with produce, but that may change, Butterfield says, on his boss's next trip to the wholesale market.
We're probably going to see some of the things not there that we usually get. We try and get quite a few things from Cyprus, like the herbs, the parsley and the coriander, that might not be there. A kohlrabi might not be there, things like that.
Half of all the vegetables and 95% of the fruit consumed in Britain comes from abroad. Some travels overland from mainland Europe and arrives in the UK on ferries, especially during the growing season. But many perishables are flown in from as far away as China. Like American consumers, Europeans are used to being able to eat seasonal foods all year round. Anthony Pyle's one of the entrepreneurs who's made that possible. His firm, Blue Skies Foods, flies produce from Africa and South America into 12 airports across Europe every day until the air lanes closed.
We haven't operated the factories now for almost 3 days, and we have four of them in Africa and South America focusing the produce on Europe.
300 African farmers are dependent on him for their income, Pyle says. Now their goods are rotting in warehouses and new arrivals are being turned away.
We're the conduit. We're the very narrow conduit through which they have to market their products. So if we have problems, they all have problems.
With no cash coming in, he says his company, employing 3,000 people, could go under. Back at Adamu Family Grocers, Jonas Adamu adds up a column of figures he's penciled onto a brown paper bag. Adamu knows his customers, well-heeled Londoners who might deplore the carbon footprint of air-shipped food until they want blueberries on their cereal in midwinter. He thinks he'll survive the air lane closures, and they will too.
No one's going to starve. We're all spoiled, for God's sake. You know, so it's hardly a question of famine or anything. Maybe a wake-up call.
But the volcano that may deprive European consumers of some of their little luxuries may also be depriving farmers and workers in the developing world of their livelihoods. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.